Yeah, that's real good. He gets a mix and does that.
Mm-hmm.
That boy'll drink a... He'll drink a half a gallon of it. And then drink a half... Then drink a Dr. Pepper or 7-Up.
Yeah.
Drink more liquid than anybody I ever saw.
Well, I'm like that too when I get hot.
He's, we got talking about it and wondering if he wasn't a, kind of on the border of diabetic or something like that. They used to drink lots of liquid.
Yeah, that's true. You can take a little test for that, you know, and find out.
You want to stay with it, too, and watch it.
Do you ever get tired real easy?
Not me. Wife does. She's had thyroid trouble, though, and had an operation, had a quarter took out. She gets weak every evening about 3 or 4 o'clock. She has to eat a little bite or something.
I wanted to ask you about, you know, this meat that a lot of people like to eat for the breakfast.
Bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Ham and bacon?
Mm-hmm.
Bacon eggs, ham and eggs.
What do you usually eat for breakfast?
I don't need anything but this toast and pork steak this morning. I usually eat just 2 pieces of toast. Kind of hold this down. And it's been done pretty good. But I eat big dinner. Most of the time, I had just had sandwich today and tomatoes and a big cold dish of ice cream and peaches sliced up on it.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah, I've been trying to leave off at least one meal a day, cut down some.
If I could leave off dinner, I'd cut down fast. Mm-hmm. That's when I'm hungry.
I get most hungry at night.
That's the wrong time to eat.
I know.
I eat a little bowl of cereal or something.
Mm-hmm. If I could do that, I'd be all right. It would.
Yep.
Talking about bacon, you know, if you want to buy a lot of it and you don't want to get it sliced up, you'd say you buy...
A little side of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we had on the farm. We had plenty of meat. We had ham and bacon. Oh, we just had plenty of it. And I've seen smoke it. You go out there, take your pocket knife, cut a little of that lean out of the loin, you know, you call it. Eat it right there. Never have to cook it. Smoke's old, it's already cooked. And I like that too.
Is that side of bacon the same thing as what some people call the middling?
Yeah. Between your shoulders and the hams, you know, middling.
What about that tough part, you know, that you have to slice off the bacon? It's real hard to chew.
Yeah, it had a few run-in little gristles in it once in a while. That's the gristle part of the bacon. It's in the strip in between the layers of meat.
That's not the rind, is it?
Oh, you don't get much bacon or rind on it no more unless you happen to slice it off the middle, off the slab. We call it slab bacon now.
Yeah.
I like the slab bacon the best, too.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all ever, you said you had a lot of meat on the farm. Did you ever make any... Well, you know, it's this meat that comes in patties or links, kind of hot.
Kind of sausage, mm-hmm. Stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all make that?
That's what we take the intestines, fill them full of sausage. You know, they stretch out and get pretty good size.
Mm-hmm.